And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Captain Aaron Remy from The Searcher. We're going to be talking tuna, yellowtail, Dorado. What else you want to talk about? Let's talk fishing here. Southern California sport fishing voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means. The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever, which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Have fun in the sun catching fish and take home $1,000 cash. How does that sound? This is Pete Gray, and I want to personally invite you to join me and a great group of people this October at one of the best fishing resorts in the world, Hotel Palmas de Cortez in Baja's amazing East Cape. This is our 21st year, and to celebrate, we have raised the bar. Thanks to the generosity of George Weir Asphalt in Escondido, we will award one lucky angler $1,000 cash for catching the largest tuna, Dorado, or Wahoo in our two-day tournament. Now, don't be intimidated by the word tournament. Our Palmas de Cortez event is all about having fun, catching fish, and winning some great prizes, including $1,000 cash and a bunch more, including the first place team wins a trip to Palmas de Cortez, along with having all their fish processed for free by the East Cape Smokehouse. Get this. Tournament entry is free for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, so make your reservations now for October 8th through 12th by calling Van Warmer Resorts at 877-777-TUNA or check the trips page at hookup1090.com for more details.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HD is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. What a fun show today, man. There is
yes,
a ton
indeed.
To talk about.
Captain Aaron, it's a rare occurrence we get you off the Searcher and right. Captain Art on the Searcher. And good morning. Great to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, there's kind of some timing here because there's one day you always get off, and what day is that?
September 1st.
And what happens on September 1st?
It's the opening day for dove season.
The opening day for dove season. It's kind of a ritual, right, for a lot of guys like yourself, like Rock Cod Rick will be out there blasting the birds of peace out of the sky.
Wouldn't miss it. You know, doing yeah. With that intrusive species of the Eurasian dove, we're really trying to do our part to, you know, be a good, you know, be a good human, you know, do what you're supposed to do and, you know, help out the mourning doves. We're just trying to make it, you know, trying to make the farmland safer for grain, one dove at a time.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. that's a good. Okay, so there's two types of doves. There's the mourning dove, there's the Eurasian dove, it's an invasive species. Is there a limit on Eurasians?
No. No, there's not.
You can shoot as many as you want. They want to get rid of them.
They do.
Yeah, they want them out of there.
They're an invasive species.
They are.
Yeah. No. And what about mourning dove?
It's 15 this year. 15? Last year it was 15, and this year's 15. Before that it was 10.
So you can go out there and is it pretty easy to get a limit?
If you can shoot well.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I can shoot well, but it's a lot of fun.
It's real easy to miss a lot.
Yeah. You can go through a lot of shells, right?
Yeah, totally. There's no limit on missing.
Yeah.
the dove opening season is definitely, you said, it's the ritual thing. I mean, I hunt with a bunch of buddies, and you know how it is as you get older and everybody gets jobs and wives and kids and families and mortgages, like, a lot of the guys, like, I get to see one time a year, and, you know, it's for this trip, and just like Aaron saying, just absolutely wouldn't miss it. You know, I've hunted with the same group of guys since I was, like, 15, you know, and a lot of them, like, this is it. Like, this is when you get to see a bunch of your buddies, so
That's fun. And that happens this Tuesday.
It's on.
At dawn, right? Dawn, the sky becomes very loud.
in the
desert, right?
Yes, fill the sky with lead.
Yeah, fill the sky with lead. Well, good luck, guys. I'm glad
you're going
out there and enjoying the hunt out there. It's going to be fun, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are going out to the big dove opener gearing up for it.
Yeah, so, it's always fun.
Yeah, fun. But let's talk some fishing here. And you literally just stepped off the searcher yesterday, came back from a day-and-a-half trip. Pretty phenomenal fishing this year.
Yeah, it's amazing. The weather, first off, was just flat out. I mean, it couldn't any better. I mean, it was definitely brochure weather. When we woke up in the morning, it was like, I actually had to scratch my head and wonder where we were. I thought we were at the dock, and literally I came out of the pilot house, and I was like, oh, wow, this is going to be a beautiful day. We haven't caught anything yet, and it was like, this is going to be fantastic, and it was. It turned out really good. We had a morning stop there that basically we drifted till about lunch, 1 o'clock, catching good grade yellowfin tuna. I'd say the bigger ones were 40, 42, 45 pounds maybe. And then I'd say the smallest one, which I'd say we only got two or three of, were 15 pounders. So they were averaging 22 to 25 pounds, and they were great. It was a beautiful grade of fish, and it was hopefully that continues, and hopefully they're catching some of those right now as we speak.
Now, you saw what you said were some really big schools, right?
There was. There was a lot of fish around. We saw, I mean, it was funny. It was like, you know, here we are on the roof and on the wing looking in Art's glass, and we're all glassing. All right, I got a spot of fish over here. No, I got a spot over here. And Art's like, well, I'm running on the spot myself. And it's like, finally, it's like, okay, which one's bigger? You know, it was weird that you were passing on smaller spots of jumpers and turnbirds to try to find the bigger schools.
Wow.
And then, yeah, it was impressive. There was a lot of fish, and you know, I honestly feel that morning, yesterday, the other morning, that there was a lot of boats sideways. There was not a lot of driving around going
on.
And there was a good amount of boats around, and I'm pretty sure everyone got in on that action in that morning and caught some fish. So, but yeah, it's not very often where you're arguing over which spot of fish is bigger.
Run.
Yeah, no, this one. I don't want, that one. Your spot's small. I'm going to go over here to my spot. You know, this one's better.
Rad.
I got more birds over here. Oh, I saw that one jump. That was a 40-pounder. Let's go over there, you know.
And this is all in day-and-a-half range.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
And then Dorado on the kelps are getting more and plentiful than, God, we've seen in years.
Yeah.
Right?
There was, and that same thing, too. I mean, we did do some weeding on Dorado as well, but for the most part, they're all, you know, 10 to 15, 18-pound Dorado. And
that's
once
a big
Dorado. Yeah, I mean, it actually went from one end to the other of the kill box. I mean, head touching one, tail the other. And
whoa!
Yeah, no, they're great of fish. And, you know, a few of them we threw back. The smaller ones, obviously, let those grow up for next year. But we didn't have to throw that many small ones back. They were all very taggable, welcome-aboard fish.
That's rad.
And for some reason, I don't know what, maybe it's this section or whatever, but this year, the Dorado seem to be way more acrobatic. I mean, they're jumping out of the water. I mean, obviously they jump, but it seems like the things are spending more time out of the water than they are in the water. And that's always a crowd pleaser for people, you know, especially someone that's never caught a Dorado or seen, you know, guy next to him catch a Dorado and they've always wanted it. And then, you know, when you see this 10 to 15-pound Dorado fly out of the water, it's just like people are like, oh my God, who's that? And all of a sudden their line comes tight, like, oh, it's me, I got him, you know? And it's like, it's kind of neat to see the fish before you get it to gaff. You know, you get to see the size and the quality and the colors of the fish. So, yeah, it's good fishing right now. It's and like you said, it's all within day and a half range, and there's the weather's been, and hopefully it continues really good, but it's good fishing.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And when do you see it ending? I mean, is it this going to continue into September, October, November? I mean, is it just that El Nino's just pushing harder and harder now, and things seem to be brighter for the fishing future?
I sure hope so. I mean, the water down below is, you know, it's extremely warm. The other day we were talking about it, the water's 83 degrees on the ridge, so I don't foresee any cool water coming our way anytime soon.
Jeez, on the ridge?
Yeah.
So, wow.
So, yeah, I think, I hope, as we all hope, it continues into November or December, and, you know, if those guys that can get out still, you know, I know last year's a few boats that were fishing into January still catching fish, you know, out by the Cortez and
sure.
stuff like that, so... Hopefully it continues. Absolutely.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff going on, and people are fishing. You know what's cool about this year, and I know you've seen it in the tackle store at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Ricky, is a lot of new fishermen this year. People turning people on to fishing, and what a year to turn people on to fishing this year.
Oh, it's a great year. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, plus, obviously, we just had a charter, not this trip, but trip prior, and I'd say 25% of the people have never been on a boat before. You know, it was like on a company charter, and like, you know, few of them were feeling green and not, you know, doing all that well and, you know, staying in their bunk. But like the instant cure for that was hook them a fish and hand them a bent rod, and instantly that seasickness is gone. It's like, oh, I don't feel good. Hey, come here, man. Come on over the rail. Oh, I don't feel very good. It's like, here, hold this for a second. Why? All of a sudden, it's like, oh, there's something wrong with the rod. Like, yeah, there's a fish on it. And it's like...
instant cure.
Instant cure. I mean, it's like so awesome for those people. I mean, they're like... whoa! And then as soon as you gaff the fish, they go right back to bleh, not feeling good. I mean, that's cool. The end of the trip, I mean, those people had so much fun. They're like, we can't wait to come back next year.
That's right.
That's correct.
So, I mean, that's the future of, you know, obviously it's the new people coming out. And if they have a good time, and obviously most people understand it's fishing and not catching and you can't make them bite. But, you know, if you get them to go home with some fish and then... you know, they're talking to everyone at work. Oh, you should have gone. You should have gone. We caught a bunch of fish, and maybe those people will come the following year or book a trip and go earlier than waiting for next year. So, yeah, the newbies are, you know, this is a great time for them to fish. And like I said, the weather helps. It's calm, and, you know, the fishing is good, you know.
It's really good. And there's experience on the Searcher is such a great long-range boat. Tell us a little bit about the boat for those that may have not been able to experience the Searcher yet.
Well, it's a 95-footer. It's built in 1971. She's a good old girl. I mean, that boat, I've been on that boat for 15 years now, and, you know, I've basically crawled every space that you can crawl in and out of that boat, and we take pride in the boat, and we're...
She's solid.
It's she beautiful. Is. She's built like a tank. I mean, there's we've been in some bad weather and stuff like that, and there was never once in my thought process that I'm like, oh, I wonder if the boat's going to make it through this. I mean, it's, and that's a good feeling, you know, when you have trust in your machinery and your equipment and your boat, you know, it's definitely an ease of peace of mind there that you know that you're going to make it, you know, and it's not like you're like, oh boy, are we going to get home on this one, you know, or all of a sudden it's, you know, that boat is built solid. It was built with pride, and we maintain it with pride. And
it was built by Bill Poole originally.
Yes,
right?
It was originally built by Bill Poole. It's a Ditmar Donaldson. That was the shipyard or the boat maker that made it. And
double plank mahogany.
Plank mahogany.
Man, that's like built.
Oh, geez.
And that's what makes it so quiet too on the boat, right?
Yeah, it does. It definitely absorbs a lot of the noise. And you know, with I couldn't really tell you what the difference between a metal boat and a wood boat because I've never worked on any other boat. This is the only boat I've ever worked on, but. Yeah, I mean, it's low to the water. It's good fishing platform. It's a great boat. I mean, it's
extremely comfortable.
It is.
In the little choppy weather, it just is a very, very comfortable boat. It just
very much.
Like I say, it softens everything. You know, when
yeah, it's no question about probably it. The way the boat works. It's like, you know, being the wood, and like you said, it absorbs it, and you know, it's nice because you can drop the anchor and that wood absorbs so much noise. People don't even hear it.
Don't even hear the
anchor. They're like, are we anchored
on a,
like,
a metal boat? It's like, you know, it's time to get out of the boat.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the it's the wake up bell. I mean, but for the most part, people are like, oh, are we anchored? Or when are we going to anchor? I'm like, oh, we anchored, you know, last night while you were sleeping. Like, wow, I'm sleeping in the bow. I didn't even hear that.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. And RSW Fish Holds and an amazing chef in Charles. Charles
Charles
can whip it up in the galley, can he?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we have a little thing there. We say a pound a day. That's all we want you to gain.
That's it.
So, you know, we have snacks in between every meal. They're, you know, fresh baked muffins and, you know, afternoon snack is like, you know, something light, easy, because we don't want to get you too full before dinner, because obviously we don't want to ruin your dinner. And then obviously Charles bakes a lot of his own desserts and all that's, I mean, it's all good. And it's
all part of the searcher package.
Yeah, absolutely. All meals are included. I mean, once you pay your ticket price there, all the meals included. The only thing you really have to pay for is permits and your drinks, sodas, beers, and waters.
Yeah, and it's whether it's a day-and-a-half trip or a three-day trip or an upcoming seven-day trip that actually, hard to believe, it has openings, which your 7 days, you don't do a lot of long trips anymore, do you?
Well, no, we don't. We kind of, I mean, mostly we focus on 3 to 5 day. That's kind of our specialty there. But we do some 7 day trips, and we do enjoy having those. It's obviously fun to get a chance to go down to Laos Rocks or the Ridge if we're not taking a bath in 83 degree water. But we do actually. We have a 7 day coming up. It's got 7 spots on it. Actually, it's on October 24th to the 31st. And if you mention Let's Talk Hookup, you'll get a. During the booking, you'll receive a free gift of tackle giveaways on the boat.
Yeah. So 7 spots left on this trip, October 24th through the 31st. You can actually now book online at searchersportfishing.com if you want to go on that trip. 7 days, end of October, wahoo. Huh?
Well, especially after we heard, you know, last weekend we heard from Captain Brian Kiyohara about how crazy good that wahoo fishing was for them. And then I know several boats have followed suit. The Wahoo is already off to a real serious bang this year at Alejos Rocks. You know, boats already having scores of 100, you know, 100 fish at the rocks. I mean, some really good fishing, like Aaron was saying. It just shows nothing but signs of that continuing. Yeah. It looks like it's going to be a really boomer Wahoo year down there.
Yeah, and a good fall season for the Ridge and down below there. Could it be another repeat of the Cowtown? You never know, right?
You never know.
It could happen.
It could happen, absolutely.
Yeah.
You never know.
There's a lot of big fish up here.
Yeah,
and
there
you
got
to think that they're living down there, and you know they're making their way up. So
yeah, there's some reports of local fishing. You know, I mean, 50 to 70 pound yellowfin tuna being caught. You know,
regularly.
Yeah, I mean I wouldn't say there's very large schools of it, but I mean, I think if a guy kind of set his mind to it, to you know maybe for a private boat or whatever, like, hey, I'm gonna go out and try to get one 50 to 70 pounder, I think it could be done. You know, I mean, like, you know, one per person on the boat. And I know the other day one of our boats had a little hit there. They had like 23 or 27 of those 50 to 70 pounders.
Nice.
That's so cool. That's so cool that we're even talking about doing, you know, that's local fishing that you're talking.
I know. Yeah. It's all within 50, 60 miles of the point. It's, you know, and then obviously that bluefin thing, you know, there's some jumbo bluefin around. It's obviously, it's one thing to get them to bite, but I mean, where else? I mean, obviously people dream of catching something over 100 pounds, and it's basically, there's a chance of it right in your backyard.
In your backyard.
For this, I mean, I would say for most of this year, you know, going back a couple of months now, every time you hop on, I mean, even on an overnight, you know, you're hopping on the prowler on an overnight, there is 100% a shot at catching a 100-pound tuna, and there has been all year, tonight included. You know, I mean, if you went out tomorrow and got a, you know, 100-pounder, whether it be bluefin or yellowfin, at this point, it's not like nobody would be surprised. You know, everybody would be stoked and give you a high five, but it wouldn't be one of those, oh my God, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
It's on. I mean,
legitimate chance.
Certainly doesn't mean they're biting on every trip, and you know, like Aaron says, you see them probably a lot more than you catch them, but the shot 100% is there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
You're not kidding. Really stoked to have Aaron in here. Like you say, it's so rare to have a guy that's always on the boat, and we get to steal him away for a couple hours to talk about some fishing, and we're going to be having a great time this morning. Would love to have you join us. If you want to be part of Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways you can call us this morning. First is with our local line. That's going to be the best way to get through right now. Now, local number 858 area code 858-457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. It's open right now. That's going to be your best shot to get through because I can assure you it's going to be a very busy morning. We do have another number. That one's completely packed up right now. That's our toll-free number, but you keep trying. There'll be spots on that one as well. That's 877-792-1090. Again, all full right now, but plenty of shots. 877-792-1090 as the show goes on. And not only are we talking to Captain Aaron, talking all about the searcher and all the great stuff that's going on this morning, we've also got an awesome prize for one lucky caller. And that's a three-quarter day trip to go fishing aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. An awesome opportunity to get in on what those guys have had. Just an amazing local season as well. And you're going to get in on that great action, giving away a three-quarter day trip aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Again, if you want to get through, the best way right now, 858-457-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company, selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987. Jobsite Supply specializes in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Louisville Ladders. Come see the full line of Louisville Ladders at Jobsite Supply. Plus, they have the exclusive logo lock system in-house, which allows them to take your company name and logo and embed it permanently into the fiberglass to deter theft and keep track of your ladders. Check JobsiteSupplyCo.com for more details.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Time to talk about great equipment from Shimano, and boy, oh boy, it's been hard to get, but they're now available. The Torium HG by Shimano, the new Torium. I mean, I'm telling you what, probably for in its price point, the best reel in the world.
No question in its price point. I mean, it's probably a better option than a lot of reels at a higher price, but it's no question. A really nice reel that's got all the new technology that's come out, very high torque, lots of power, easy to turn the handle, very good free spool, fits in your hand really good. They kind of rounded the gearbox, pushed it a little farther forward. They did a ton of great design changes to the new Torium, and they nailed it. It's an awesome reel at a price that all of us can afford.
And that EI surface treatment, it makes it durable, lasts a long time.
Yes,
it's
yes,
a reel
yes.
that you can buy and fish year after year after year, and it's going to perform for you. The Torium HG, it's now available at your local tackle store. The 20 size, the 16 size, the 14 size, the 30 size. Get them now at your local Shimano dealer.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all inclusive and offer old world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Don't forget, you want to go to Cedros Adventures, Ricky's trip coming up in a week.
Yeah.
If you, and there's still spots available. You want to go with them, CedrosAdventures.com. Give Jeff a call and book on that trip because that's fun time.
That's right around the corner, too. It's going to be a really, really, really cool trip.
You know what else is right around the corner? Is next Saturday. At Elkhorn Ford.
Yes.
Out in Rickeyville out there.
Don't kid.
Yeah, man. San Diego County Ford Dealers presents our next and final Ford Dealer Live Remote. It's going to be at our friends out there at Elkhorn Ford, Broadway and Main in Elkhorn. Saturday, September 5th, Labor Day weekend, next Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m. It's our last Shimano San Diego County Ford Dealer Casting Contest and your final chance to qualify for the big grand prize, a trip for one to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, and includes a round-trip ticket from San Diego to Sitka on Alaska Airlines, 4 nights lodging at Kingfisher Charters, 3 days of fishing, and your fish processing. That is an amazing trip, and one person is going to walk away with it.
That's so crazy.
Weekend.
That's so crazy.
That, huh? You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, which is that's a pretty amazing thing, courtesy of Steve and the gang over at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Shimano Rods and Reels. We're not just talking any Shimano Rods and Reels. We're talking Trinidad A and Therese Rods. What's that, about a $700 combo?
At minimum, probably $700 to $800 combos.
Yeah, there you go. We have 4 of those. And then Maui Jim gift cards, AFCO clothing package. And whether you make the cast or not, you're going to have a chance to win all the grand prizes because the winner of the casting contest and a random winner drawn on next Saturday will be one of 8 grand prize qualifiers for the trip to Kingfisher Charters on Alaska Airlines. And, of course, our buddy Gary the Cowboy will be there. He'll have a ton of great stuff to give away just for showing up. It's next Saturday, Elkhorn Ford. Good guys out there, Paul Dyke and Paul Leader. And, man, they're just, like, such great people. They welcome us with open arms. They have that brand-new facility out there at Broadway and Main in Elkhorn. So easy to find right off the I-8 freeway. You can lead there from anywhere. Elkhorn Ford, next Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m. Come on by. You have a chance to win a trip to Alaska, courtesy Alaska Airlines and Kingfisher Charters.
All right.
It's going to be a good time.
I can't wait. That's fun. It still blows me away that you can come to that event completely for free, hang out, have some coffee and donuts, and talk to some buddies about fishing, and more than likely will win some rad raffle prize absolutely for free and have a 100% shot at going on a trip, or winning a trip to Alaska for literally doing nothing, for coming out, hanging out, having fun, talking fishing, doing what we all would be doing anyways. You might be going to Alaska for free. And let's face it, the odds are really good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people that come to the events, don't get me wrong, but it's not thousands upon thousands.
No.
I mean, you have a legitimate rad chance at winning a trip, fully paid, Kingfisher Charters, Alaska Airlines, the whole nine, for coming and hanging out and listening to the show, which we'd hopefully be doing anyways.
It's a fun event.
Yeah, it's really
cool.
Make
a lot of friends and stuff like that. You know, the weekend after that, the Saturday after that, September 12th, the Longfin in Orange is having their customer appreciation sale. Huge sale. So mark your calendar.
Yeah.
So 2 big Saturdays coming up. Next
cool.
Saturday with us at Elkhorn Ford, the following Saturday at the Longfin in Orange.
All right. Well, the phones are literally packed solid. Every single phone line's full. They want to talk to Aaron, and we're going to do that. Jumping right into the phones. We're going to start it off with Mike, who's calling us from San Clemente this morning. Mike, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a question for Aaron. What's the biggest mistake that fishermen make that you see day after day? And I fished your boat quite a few times, and it's really a great operation.
Well, thank you. The biggest mistake I see aboard the Searcher when it comes to fishing is, can I give you a couple of them?
Yeah, go. That's a good question.
That's a great question.
One is before the fish is hooked, and one is after the fish is hooked. One is that once they get a bite, I understand sometimes it could be your first fish that get your first bite of the trip, and you're obviously excited, and we tell you, you got to kind of give it a 5 count, is a lot of times as soon as a person gets a bite, they instantly put the reel in gear and swing. And obviously if you're fishing with a J-hook, you get to set the hook, and with circle hook, you want the fish to pull the line tight, and then it kind of sets its own hook there. But I see it a lot of time is, sometimes, your bait swims out and you think it's swimming out, and it might turn around and come back to the boat. And, so if you get a bite, I mean, you might have a lot of slack in the water. And so for the one thing is you actually want that fish to literally pull your line tight. And then, as the line is continuously peeling off the spool, and then once you put it in gear, and then let the rod load up and then set the hook if you're fishing with a J hook. And then the next thing is...
Because what happens is if you set the hook when you first feel the bite, all you're swinging on is the belly and the line, and you'll miss the fish.
Exactly. Right? And, you know, nowadays everyone's fishing with spectra, and so you have less monofilament in the water. So, I mean, obviously with spectra, you feel everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a bite, and you think it's a bite, but still the fish, could be maybe possibly swimming at you, and, you know, you're swinging. So, yeah, you're exactly, Pete. You're just swinging on a slack line. And then the other one is I've noticed quite a bit is the rod belt is deadly to people. Once they get a fish on, they instantly try to get their rod butt in their belt and not pay attention to what the fish is doing. And then a lot of times we see the rod go straight, you know, I mean, because the fish, could be swimming at you, or, you know, it's going one way or the other. So, I mean, people are more concerned about trying to get the butt of their rod in their belt, and they're not concentrating on the fish, and they get a lot of slack lines that time, and fish come off. You know, I mean, it's obviously when you get a bite, you want it to wind until you get the slack out. And then once the fish is actually peeling drag off the reel and the hook is set, then that is the prime time to put your rod in your belt, because you have tension against the fish and you're not worrying about trying to keep the slack out. I mean, a lot of times we'll sit there, and I'm sure if you've ridden with us, you've heard us, you know, yelling, wine, you know, it's because you want to get the slack out. And then, like I said, once the fish is actually pulling drag off the line, that's the best time to put your rod in the belt.
Yeah, no, and the bruise will heal. If you get a bruise, so what?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, you could fight the fish for a couple minutes with the rod under your armpit. It's not going to kill you. I mean, it's
you got to focus on that thing until it's peeling drag,
mean,
right?
The fish is the priority, obviously. I mean, you know, because you obviously want that fish to get a good hook set, or you want to get a good hook set on the fish, and obviously the ultimate goal is to bring the fish to the boat, to bring it aboard. So, I mean, every little bit that you help can help you land that fish.
And they're not every fish is the same. You know, you put the reel into gear and he turns the other direction and goes 100 miles an hour instantly. Like, some of them, they'll stop and, you know, they'll shake their head, and like you say, they'll swim at you a little bit, and at some point they're going to turn around and go the other direction, and that's when you worry about it. But I mean, the first, you know, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 30 seconds, first minute, that thing might be getting squirrely and not sure what's going on and head shaking, he's coming at you, and that whole time you want to, you know, you got to be keeping everything tight to them. If you're like, I mean, you can paint that mental picture. If you get a hook and you stop and you're looking straight down, you're trying to find the cup of your rod belt and you're not doing anything, and he's doing that, shaking his head and coming at you, the whole line slack, and the hook will just fall out on its own.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see it all the time, huh?
And one last thing is two-speed reels. You want to make sure you're in high gear.
That's there you go. Good
another
point.
Really good
another thing is, and, you know, we always tell them, you know, don't put your reel in low gear until your fish is straight up and down. A lot of people, they buy the two-speed reel. Oh, I got two-speed. I'm going to click it in two-speed right away. And same thing, if the fish turns around or runs back at you, you're going to be winding at one-to-one, mm-hmm. and the fish is just going to lap you. So you want to make sure you're in high gear until that fish is literally straight up and down. Then you want to switch to low gear.
Boy, good way to get started, Mike. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Absolutely. How about we jump right back into him? This time, talk to Matt. He's calling us from La Mesa this morning. Matt, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I can't wait. 4 weeks today, I jump on the Royal Star for my 7-day.
Nice.
Just wondering how do you guys see the 7-day shaping up this year? I know you were talking a little bit about that.
7 days.
7 days. I mean, obviously,
October.
October. It's, you know, generally that years in the past, it's been a great time to go fishing on a 7-day. I mean, that gives you an opportunity to go to the rocks or the ridge. And obviously, we've already talked about earlier, is the rocks are, you know, showing sign of good wahoo fishing already, you know,
already.
And it's not even September yet, and there's, you know, boats that are doing longer trips are going down to the rocks, and they're catching some wahoo. So, I mean, I could, obviously, we don't have a crystal ball sitting on this table here in front of us, but, I mean, I could probably say you're probably going to see some wahoo in your future.
The Dorado kelps usually that time
Dorado
of year too, right
as
down
well.
There?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the sign of Dorado, it's already up this close. I mean, there's no reason why, you know, on a 7-day you could spend a day looking for kelps on the way to the ridge or to the rocks. I mean, and, you know, it's actually a couple days ago, I think it was your boat that you're going on, the Royal Star, they had a kelp just below the Benitas Island out a ways, and they caught a couple wahoo on a kelp. So
nice.
You know, I mean, I think you, you know, the warm water fish thing is probably going to be in your benefit there for sure. I mean, wahoo, dorado, and obviously yellowfin tuna is already up close to Point Loma, so that's there's a good chance of finding those all the way down to, you know, all the way down to the Cabo San Lucas. So, I mean,
do you guys still see yellowtail that late in the year?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, fishing at Cedrus has been good, yellowtail fishing. I know, like, on our 7 days we've done in the past, and obviously not every trip's the same, but, you know, if you go to the rocks of the ridge and, you know, if you don't have good yellowtail fishing at either spot, because there's a chance of very good yellowtail fishing at the rocks and at the ridge. But
big ones.
Yes, very nice grade of fish. And there's a chance that we've generally in the past gone up the coast and fished for yellows like one of our last days, you know, anywhere either from Cedrus or below that. So, you know, a seven-day, I love seven-day trips. I mean, you have a chance of catching just about any sport fish that we target year-round. I mean, obviously bluefin, that's what at this year, who knows what the deal with the bluefin. Yeah. But you have
7 days like the perfect trip.
Yeah, it really
absolutely
is.
Yeah. I mean,
hey, good luck on it. Are we going to see you at Alcon Ford next Saturday?
I will be there, and hopefully on this 7 day I can christen that new rod and reel I bought from you guys, Ricky.
Yeah, you got awesome. A perfect big fish outfit. It's time to make it happen, Matt.
All right, Matt, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, hey, with that, we're time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for the Catch Report, sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. The local tuna and yellowtail fishing is happening right now, and you should make the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design that makes it very easy to pin on your bait and put fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks at your favorite tackle store, and I know that's a favorite hook on the searcher as well. They love those Gamakatsus. Let's go to the man, the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Doors, standing by. What's up, cast man?
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pedro.
Cast man!
Hey, man. Things are still about the same down in Baja and mainland Mexico. Probably the area that's got the most action is down in Zihuatanejo, which is kind of unusual for this time of year, but they're doing very well. Blue water, about 10 miles out of the harbor. Lots of sailfish action there, occasional blue marlin. Inshore has been just fantastic for the big jumbo rooster fish, and according to our contact down there, they're actively taking some of the poppers down there. So that's, you know, that's a lot of fun when you're catching fish on poppers, but it's probably the number one spot right now. And, of course, that area gets a lot better as we get into the fall and then, of course, winter, great winter destination and early spring destination. So Zihuatanejo right now is the top spot. Down in the Baja there, that La Paz, East Cape, Cabo San Lucas, San Jose del Cabo there, still the same. A lot of tuna right there at the Diamond Bank just around the corner from Punta Gordo. So the East Cape boats are running about 34, 35 miles to fish that area. And, of course, the San Jose Ponga fleet is just around the corner from there. They're running about 10, 15 miles, and they're into the fish there. But still, same thing. You may get a 15, 20-pounder, or it could be a 60, 70-pounder. So there's really mixed size of tuna grade in that particular area. So you just don't know what you're going to hook up to. If you guys want to target the big tuna, the Gordo Banks is giving up a few cows each week. If you have the time and the patience and the right equipment, you can get out there, sit there, and drift a live bonita, a slow troll, a live bonita, or bolito, and there's a good chance you could hook up at a big one. Now, land eating is another thing. They say that a few more were hooked up this week, but couldn't get them to the boat, either pull the hook or equipment failure. So there's some big tuna there at the Gordo. Also in the mix down there are blue marlin and striped marlin, which is an occasional sailfish. Dorado, basically non-existent right now. Gosh, Jimmy Welch from Los Mariles got an email from him. He fished one day down toward the Iman Bank. He says they caught three Dorado and one yellowfin tuna, took it over the East Cape Smokehouse. They had 14 pounds of filet for four fish.
Oh, man.
No way.
That's good. Yeah, Jimmy Welch. I thought Jimmy Welch moved to Panama.
He's on his way. I think he's got about one more week there, and then he's got containers getting ready to be shipped down there. The house is finished. So, yeah, he'll be out of the Baja and heading for Panama probably within the next week to 2 weeks. But,
on
everything's good to go for him.
And it's on.
But, on a sad note, Pete, we lost another great fisherman, client of ours, fun guy, Mark Thornton, passed away on vacation last weekend, and he was all set, scheduled to go with us, and him and his fishing partner, Armand, was the one that called me and gave me the bad news. So we've opened up two spots, unfortunately, for our April 2 to 9 trip to Pesca, Panama. So anybody interested in joining us on that can give me a call, and I'll give the number here in a few minutes. But
yeah, that's going to be a good trip. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero is going with us, and Steve Pinard from Dana Landon is going with us. That's going to be a fun time, and that trip's been sold out for months and months and months.
Yeah.
So unfortunate opening way to get an opening, and we're sad to lose our fishing friend there, but you want an opportunity to go to probably one of the great places on earth to go fish in Pesca, Panama. It's an opportunity.
Yeah.
And you get to fish with Cass. That's
there
the
you
other
go.
Huge
that's,
deal,
that's
right?
That's it. Nothing
hey,
better.
And Pedro.
Yeah, I love it's going to be – I love that trip. It's so much fun.
But anyway, and then I still got some openings on our Christmas Island trip, which is May 17, I think, to 24. Got some openings on that. Anybody wants to join us on that trip, which is always a fabulous, fabulous trip. But give us a call at Cass Tours, 800-593-6510. Check us out on the web at www.casstours.com. And I'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks,
awesome, Cass, man.
Man.
Yeah, sounds like great fishing, great info. Appreciate that as always. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right.
Thanks.
Hey, I want to mention we've up the ante on our Palmas de Cortez, our 21st annual Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular. Get this, Dave, our buddy. You know Dave, Asphalt Dave.
Sure.
Yeah.
Asphalt
he
Dave.
He owns Statewide Stripes.
Right.
And he heard, you know, George Ware Asphalt's our big sponsor for $1,000 in cash.
Right.
He's matching it.
You got to be kidding me.
Statewide Stripes
is
matching the $1,000. So we're going to have $2,000 cash prizes for our October 8th Palmas de Cortez trip. Believe it or not, there's still a few spots left. Not much. I was talking to Eddie, and, man, we can squeeze you in here, get you a boat here. But if you want to go, now with that kind of – so what we're going to do is we're going to make it we're going to change it up a little bit because we have two great sponsors. We have the George Ware Asphalt, and we have Statewide Stripes. And, of course, Dave wanted me to be sure to mention that they are San Diego's premier striping company. And striping, of course, is what they do after asphalt.
Yeah, sure. No, that's awesome.
On there, and that's what Dave does.
Dave also should be known that he has a serious and inappropriate addiction to buying marlin lures. Like, Dave, to an inappropriate level. Dave comes in the shop probably once a month or so with a box of just, I mean, like the raddest that a guy could acquire, you know, like the highest end things. And just like, I got another box I'd like to have rigged in this. And like every time, like, oh my God, like, where did you get this?
Yeah.
The guy has an inappropriate obsession for marlin fishing. So I'm not surprised that he has become a sponsor of a rad tournament in Cabo. And that's really cool to hear. And how rad is that, dude?
Yeah.
$2,000.
So the way we're going to do it is we're going to make $750 cash prize for the largest tuna.
Okay.
$750 cash prize for the largest wahoo or dorado.
Okay.
We're going to separate those two divisions because usually the tuna are bigger than the dorado and the wahoo, and they're kind of in the same category there. So $750 each, and then we're going to take the last $500 and we're going to divide it for the captains and crew of the boats, first, second, and third place. So
there's
a little incentive. And Eddie was telling me, he said, you might want to consider this because when there's a little cash on the line for the crews and the captains at Palmas de Cortez, they really stepped the game up. So that's the way that's going to work. Those of you that are part of that tournament, definitely need to hear from me. We need to have you on the list prior to going down there. So make sure you make your bookings and then contact me, Pete@hookup1090.com, and make sure I have your team name, your team participants, and we're going to have some fun on that trip.
The problem, though, is with a $750 cash prize in two different categories is the entry fee has got to be pretty substantial.
Oh, yeah.
Assume,
it's,
right?
it's outrageous. Yeah. It's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
Yeah, no money.
Doesn't cost you anything, if you're a Let's Talk Hookup listener. And plus, I forgot to say, the first place team gets a return trip to Palmas de Cortez.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, for two people. So there's some, and then
this
we have gift
certificates
to Fisherman's Landing
right.
Tackle. I mean, this is, we're stepping it up.
That's a major. That's
cool,
man.
And
right
this
on.
This is not a huge tournament. I mean, right now I think we have like 40 people signed up. I mean, maybe we want to keep, we're probably going to cut it off probably like 48 or something like that. Maybe we have like
both,
six
whatever,
or eight
yeah.
more people. We don't want, We don't want it to be a big tournament. So you go, you got a really good chance to win some cash and prizes.
That's rad, man. Right on. That'll be fun.
How many people they put on a boat?
Like, it's anywhere from 2 to 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
there's plenty of room. It's not like you're packing them on there so everyone can get a chance to catch
that's
something.
A good time. And that's a great time of the year down there.
That is a good time.
October, yeah. It's a good time.
Flat, calm, warm, good fishing. Margaritas are still cold.
Oh, yeah. Beers, too.
Yeah, beers are cold also. Yeah, good
So if you want to go, 877-777-TUNA. Call Eddie down there and book it. Make sure you tell him you want to be in the Let's Talk Hookup Tournament so we know to get you on the list.
That's cool. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. Again, everything is getting super packed up. We're going to jump back in and talk to Rich. He's calling us from Camarillo this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, gentlemen. How everybody's doing this morning?
Great.
Good.
What's up, Rich?
I had a question in regards to bait. I want to know how much does this warm water affect our local bait fish? And if it does, do they tend to migrate up north toward Channel Islands and farther?
Well, the warmer water definitely affects the bait to an extent for us and our tanks. That is, I mean, the warmer the water, there's less oxygen in the water. So generally, if we're going on longer trips where we're going south or whatever, obviously we open the flow up more to our tanks to obviously get more oxygen for the bait. And I would assume, I mean, if the water got too warm up here close to Point Loma, I would assume that the bait fish would obviously probably move because, I mean, they want to survive as well. But currently, it's, you know, 72 to 73, 74 degree water. That's fine. Those sardines and the anchovies, well, there's not much anchovies anywhere right now. But the sardines are fine. And plus, they're not in a contained box. You know, they have all the unlimited oxygen they need. So I don't foresee them leaving anytime soon. But like I said, I don't know. I don't have their tracking.
Yeah.
I don't know how they go. But like I said, there's plenty of, I mean, if they're in a bait tank, it's one thing because they only get X amount of water flowing into that tank. But being in the open ocean, they have quite a bit of oxygen to their ease. So I think they're going to be sticking around for a while. And then as far as going up the Channel Islands, you know, it's a sardine's kind of a migratory fish as well. So, I mean, it travels around. So, I mean, I don't see why it wouldn't make its way up that way.
Yeah.
There's no question it's been a difficult season, and we say it all the time, and, you know, when you hear about bait issues, you know, you can't help but be bummed, but, I mean, thank God we have the bait company that we do down here. I mean, multiple boats fishing super hard, airplanes. I mean, it's very easy to be frustrated.
Everyone, brothers, nobody's even in the same league as them when it comes to catching bait, and we're so fortunate to have what we have.
It's easy to be frustrated when your bait is not the same quality that it is when you go in December when nobody's using it or you know, or to have less of it because it's difficult. But, I mean, those guys, you say what you want. I mean, they don't, you know, they're not stoked when the bait supply is lesser. I mean, they're working their butts off.
Yeah.
You know, no doubt about it, and we're so stoked.
Take care of those guys that are scooping on the receiver, too, man. They deserve a nice tip when they're taking good care of you there.
And it's not their fault if there's no bait. You know, I mean, I have a few friends that work in that industry, and, you know, those guys are leaving at midnight on the bait boats to go out and try to make a catch. And then as soon as they make a catch, they bring it in, and they turn right back around and go right back out.
Back,
I mean, those guys aren't just like, oh, we didn't catch it today. No big. We'll try again tomorrow. Those guys are working, like Ricky said, they're working their tails off trying to make bait. And
724?
Yeah, I mean, literally, you know, and obviously as the fishing improves, more and more boats go fishing. And, you know, as I noticed the other day we came in, that the day-and-a-half boats are starting to do three-quarter-day trips in between day-and-a-half boats. So that's another boat that's, you know, not necessarily taking bait, but they are taking bait. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of boats going fishing,
a lot of
so
pressure,
those guys are under a lot of pressure, and, you know, of course, you know, it's not
fighting.
Their fault that they're not catching it. I mean, they're trying. I mean, the other day we're waiting for sun to rise, and here comes a bait boat sliding by us in just total dark stealth mode and made a set right next to us. I mean, it's those guys, day and night, those guys are working their tails off for
hustling.
Us, dude. And, you know, I don't think you could find that kind of, you know,
drive
to catch fish like that. I mean, they're just like fishermen like us. They want to catch fish just as bad. And, you know, they also go rod and reel fishing as well. So, I mean, they want bait to go fishing.
Heck yeah,
on their
man. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Have you checked out the giant Fastlane kayaks in Mission Bay yet? It's hard to miss, right in the middle of Dana Landing, across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. This massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and all the accessories. They also have a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check out the new model Hobie kayaks arriving daily and see the great deals on previous year's models. Even test a kayak or stand-up paddleboard right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks, no one does it better than the crew at Fastlane Kayaks at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastlaneSailing.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
The fishing season started early, so now is the time to visit the best saltwater tackle store anywhere. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. With more inventory than ever before, we know the demand is going to be huge this season, so why wait? Visit us now and get your pick of the best equipment. Hey, there are already tuna, yellowtail, and marlin in local waters, so gear up now for what could be our best season ever. Take advantage of our expert staff that knows how to outfit you the right way. Come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, you heard Kingfisher Charter ad there, Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick talking about one of his favorite places in Alaska. There's still spots left for our 2016 trip in June, but not many. I was talking to Seth Bone, Kingfisher, and their 2016 season, like a lot of Alaska,
yeah, I'm not surprised,
are booking up. So we don't want our listeners to be disappointed on any of our trips. I mean, you heard Cass, you know, we have trip Panama, Christmas Island. We're very fortunate. We've been doing this long enough. We know what's good and what's not. All right,
really good place to go.
I mean, I'm just going to tell you
straight
that.
Up.
So if we're going to do a trip there, it's a good spot. We can promise you that. And because there's a lot, like Marty used to say, there's a lot of lodges everywhere in the world that say what they are and they're not. It's not what the brochure promises. The places we go, it is what the brochure promises.
That's it.
So,
and that's hard to sell.
Yeah.
It really is.
It is. That is. So Kingfisher Charters in June, Whalers Cove in August, our Katmai Lodge in Alaska in July is already sold out for 2016, but they do have other dates in 2016. But Whalers Cove is another one. Check out our Facebook page. On the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show Facebook, our friend Skeet Simmons from Job Site Supply was up at Whalers Cove last week. Just had a great time self-guiding. The number of big halibut, you heard the stories, Ricky.
Dude,
killed it. And there's a nice picture of his 234-pound halibut that he caught self-guiding. When he's self-guiding, it's different regulations for the halibut, so you're able to keep those in that slot limit that if you're guided, and that's one of the cool things about Whalers Cove. So our Whalers Cove Let's Talk Hookup trip in August still has a few spots available, along with other trips. You know, I know Rock Cut Rick's trip on the Royal Star in December has some spots open.
Yeah.
My Royal Star trip in August of next year has some spots open. So there's select spots, but trips are popular. Book early is the point. So go to our trips page, hookup1090.com, and grab the spots. Like we were talking about the Palmas de Cortez with $2,000 cash now in there. These trips fill fast. So get on it. Trips page, hookup1090.com. Check them out. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are packed up. Next up, we're talking to John. He's calling from San Diego this morning. Hi, John. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, how are you?
Great. What's up, John?
Hey, hello.
Just posing a question to you. I just got back from a five-day trip out of San Diego, and I was expecting to go down to Cedros Island, and believe it or not, we were on the backside of Catalina.
Wow.
So I just want to pose the question. I plan on doing another five-day in October. I'd really like to go down to Cedros. But I guess the fishing's been so good up here lately that the boat just decided to stay up here local. So I want to know your thoughts.
Well, I mean, there's obviously a reason why we are fishing on the backside of Catalina, the front side, the south end, all around those islands. It's because of the grade of fish. I mean, it's this year it's been tough. I mean, there's virtually no fish. There's a little bit starting to show up now, but there was literally no fish between our U.S.-Mexico border and Cedros, so it was, you know, it was kind of a, it would kind of be a, not a crapshoot, but it's a risk to go to Cedros and then bank on catching yellowtail. Obviously, we all enjoy going to Cedros and that great of fishing is fun and all that stuff, but, I mean, the reason for the captains choosing to stay 5 days up in the U.S. waters, I mean, it's because, you know, there was a chance to catch a 50 to 60-pound yellowfin tuna, and obviously there's a chance of some 100-plus bluefin around as well, so, I mean, it's...
Right.
I understand it's as much as we all love to go to Cedros and load up on a bunch of yellowtail as well, but it's kind of the old time saying is you got to go where the fish are. And
right,
I mean,
right,
years
right.
in the past, I mean, obviously it's, you know, you can go down, you know, looking for kelps or fish for tuna on, spend a day fishing for tuna on the lower, you know, in between Cedros and that, and then the following day be at Cedros, but it's, you know, it's kind of a crapshoot there.
You got to look at it from the captain's perspective of, you know, the anglers want to catch fish all the time, and it takes a lot of time to get from San Diego to Cedros, and you need to make sure that you're filling that time with fishing offshore and catching tuna on your way down, and if there's not a lot of catching to be made on the way down and the way back, you've got multiple days of travel that you're not going to be actively catching fish, where
right.
you can stay here and catch fish every day and have...
More,
you know,
fishing time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, the captain is
fishing 4.5 days out of a 5 day. I mean,
yeah,
you can,
that's cool.
You can fish that afternoon, and then, you know, I mean, you have a chance of, you know, like I said, 4.5 days of fishing, you know, and especially because Cedros, I mean, it's 270 miles to the north end. That's 27 hours if you can make 10 knots due to the currents and everything.
Well,
and
I guess my question is, in October, if I book a 5 day, do you need better chances of going down to Cedros, or do you think this bite's going to stay up here local?
That's a tough
crystal
question.
Ball,
I mean,
crystal there.
Ball deal there. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
so,
October.
But, you know, traditionally in the fall, though, that stuff starts
yeah,
to
absolutely.
Make the moves,
the,
you know,
when,
and that's why you do those longer trips.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I hate to say it, but you got a 50% chance of going there or not. I mean, I would say in October, I would say probably you are going to make your way down there because we're hoping that fish starts moving up, that there is some tuna to be caught on the way to Cedars, so it makes it a little easier choice to go down there.
I'll tell you what's crazy to think about, that on a 5-day in October, you stand a very good chance at doing at targeting Wahoo, too. I mean,
yeah,
Wahoo right. on kelps in October, I think, is a thing that a guy
on
would,
a 5-day.
Would not be surprised to do. And how often can you go on a 5-day trip and, you know, and kind of expect to have some shots at Wahoo? And obviously, we won't know until it gets closer, but I sure would not be prepared for it. You know, let's put it that way.
No doubt. Yeah, hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. Lots of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company. Selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987, Jobsite Supply specializes in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Louisville Ladders. Come see the full line of Louisville Ladders at Jobsite Supply. Plus, they have the exclusive logo lock system in-house, which allows them to take your company name and logo and embed it permanently into the fiberglass to deter theft and keep track of your ladders. Check JobsiteSupplyCo.com for more details.
Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means. The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever, which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.